With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's been almost 4 years since gas prices have been this high, averaging just over $4 a gallon, according to AAA, and that's the national average. Drivers in some states have been paying much more for a while now. President Trump assures us that prices will drop quickly once the Iran war wraps up. America's Gulf allies are encouraging the president to stand firm to keep hitting Iran until the regime is crushed once and for all.
U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain have been urging President Trump to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying Tehran has not been weakened enough. They're looking for changes in Iran's leadership or a dramatic shift in its behavior, including ending its nuclear and missile programs. The sources, who are not authorized to comment publicly about sensitive diplomatic conversations and spoke on condition of anonymity, say the Saudis and the UAE are pushing the hardest, with the UAE favoring a ground invasion. Oman and Qatar prefer diplomacy. I'm Ben Thomas.
Top European diplomats are visiting Ukraine, marking the anniversary of atrocities committed by Russia's invading forces 4 years ago.
EU assistance is crucial for Ukraine after aid from the US has all but dried up under Donald Trump. One subject that will almost certainly come up during the discussions in Kiev are ways of releasing a vital loan to Ukraine worth more than $100 billion after it was blocked by Hungary 10 days ago. Officials from the EU will also commemorate the fourth anniversary of the mass killings of civilians by Russian troops in the town of Bucha outside Kyiv.
That's the BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 458 points. This is SRN News. A battle over faith in European soccer.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people ages 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at a much higher rate than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states with parental involvement laws. This is SRN News. There will be no Charlie Kirk Highway in his home state of Arizona.
Elected officials are pointing to politics as the reason. Republican lawmakers in Arizona had passed a bill to name a highway loop around Phoenix after the conservative activist who was assassinated last year. But Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed the legislation. Hobbs suggested Republicans had injected politics into a naming decision that should have been left to a state board. Republican State Senate President Warren Peterson says Hobbs practiced politics by refusing to recognize the impact that Kirk had on society. Keith Peters reporting.
Trump administration officials will soon consider exempting oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of America from the Endangered Species Act. The exemption was requested by War Secretary Hegseth, who cited unspecified national security concerns for his request. More details at SRNNews.com.